What I chose for my Genius Hour project is coding. One explanation of how coding works is, well, you tell the computer what to do and it does it. But it's not quite that simple. The real answer is, the computer has a whole bunch of on and off switches, also known as transistors. And it also only understands two different types of data, on and off. So actually, coding is all just a bunch of transistors being turned on and off. The most common use for coding is binary coding. Binary coding is mainly numbers. Each number represents a transistor. Whenever binary coding is the method that people are using, they put 8 total ones and zeros together. These would work the same as using parentheses, quotation marks, a word, and a degree in numbers, also known as Python coding, to create the shape that you want to make. By doing this, an angle can be created so that your design won't just be a straight line. Furthermore, you can't use binary coding for big projects because a problem that would occur would be having to type out billions of ones and zeros, and it would take around a lifetime to create and or read all of the code. In the previous slides, I have mentioned several different types of coding, but there are a lot more, such as Python, Ada, AL, algorithmic language, HTML, hypertext markup language, and BCPL, basic combined programming language. Those are only a few types of coding out of millions of languages that you can code with. And here are some examples of coding. Fill, 255, 200, 0, ellipse, 200, 150, variable, background, 945, 255, and 243. And a source that I used is codeconquest.com.